Whether it was a plea for help from some hurriedly written note, a call from Scotland Yard, or a lady in distress, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were there to solve another crime. Welcome. My name is Ben Wright, and I invite you to join me for two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The story of Murder in the Casbah takes us far afield from the familiar London of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. This time they are in Algiers in an effort to track down a man wrongly accused of murder. You may notice that when Holmes accepts the case, the mere use of a musical bridge transports the great detective and his companion to Algiers. This was an accepted practice in radio and was a good way to get the main line of the story moving swiftly. In television and the motion picture, such a transition could never have been made so economically. Limited to only a half-hour format for each story, Holmes decides to accept this case, and that is that. No reasons are given as to why he would choose such a difficult endeavor. Bear in mind that travel in those days, and for such a long distance, was both difficult and unsafe. Hence the simple musical bridge to transport Holmes and Watson more than 1,000 miles to Algiers. Listening audiences really did not object to this sleight of hand from the music department. What is important is that Holmes and Watson get to the meat of the case as soon as possible. And that's how many radio shows move their stories along at a swift pace.